Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual. We are here with Asia Palmer, my co-host.
Hi, good morning.
And we're also here with Joseph Malbrow.
Yes.
From UPS, from the UPS store.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you and your store and where it's located first.
Okay. Again, my name is Joseph Malbrow. I'm a Smyrna resident for the past 20 plus years. My UPS store is located on Cobb Parkway. Cobb Parkway directly across the street from the new Bray Stadium.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're not going to get any business there. I'm just going to let you know. So how long have you worked for UPS?
I don't work for UPS because all the UPS stores are a franchise, and I'm in my 11th year this month of ownership at the UPS store, Cumberland Galleria.
Okay. So what, are a franchise now.
Right.
So what made you get into UPS? Did you look at other franchises or?
Looked at a lot of different franchises. I kind of ruled out restaurants because I had no background in the restaurant industry, basically.
That's okay. 3/4 of the people don't.
Okay. And I kind of wanted, at the time I had, and I still do have two kids who were much younger when I bought the franchise, but I didn't want to work nights and weekends. So that also factored into my decision to what brand I wanted. UPS had just purchased Mailbox, et cetera, and had rebranded it the UPS store. And I thought, you know, a global brand being UPS. And so I decided to move forward in that direction.
Okay. So what, besides no weekends, what's the difference between the franchises that you looked at? Like as far as, support and, financial, obligation?
And it was across the spectrum, really, from, again, I did look at some food restaurants, franchises, as well as child care centers and child play centers. But I thought the UPS brand, basically, because, you know, name is everything for the most part, it would be globally recognized, and it would definitely help me to, have a steady revenue stream and marketing efforts for the most part.
How does somebody get into a UPS franchise?
Basically, you go online, you fill out an application, basically, and then they select who they want for the most part based on your track record in business as well as your finances.
Nice. So you said something about marketing. So what do you do for marketing for your store?
Well, basically, I do a lot of, myself, a lot of foot marketing in terms of in the local Vinings and Smyrna area.
Right.
So anywhere from flyers and I participate in local business organizations and trade shows and things of that nature. But UPS, as my corporate parent, if you will, you know, does a lot of marketing for me as well. So, and that's kind of the strength. I do pay a monthly marketing fund that goes to, support my marketing efforts.
Nice.
Both locally and globally.
Okay. So how did you decide on the location that you wanted? Did you, like I know with Zaxby's, we find our own location, we send it over to corporate, and they say yes or no. Is
right.
that the way that it works?
Kind of, sort of. After when UPS first rebranded, the franchise was sending, rapidly. And I actually applied for a couple of new locations near my home, and none were available. Someone beat me to the punchline, if you will. So this particular store that I bought was actually near my home, basically in Smyrna. And so I moved forward with that location.
Okay. So you not being in UPS before getting in there,
right.
not working for them at all. So what's the training like? Going into owning your own franchise?
When we bought the franchise, we were there was a 40-hour training program, basically. So we went to San Diego, basically, to get the overview of the franchise and the brand. And then there was hands-on training by the previous owner within the store that I purchased as well. And corporate has an area office here in Atlanta, and they help you with ongoing training as well. So we have monthly or quarterly and monthly meetings where we go over issues that are pertinent to our businesses, and they, you know, they work with you, guide you, and, you know, protect you, if you will.
Okay. So they have a lot of support for you.
Yes.
Okay. Good. When everybody hears UPS, they automatically think, okay, shipping.
Correct.
So what else does the UPS store do? I've visited UPS stores. I know a small bit of what they do. So tell us, your range of services. Okay.
And obviously shipping is our bread and butter. And, but not only with UPS, we also have partnerships with the Postal Service as well as DHL and freight companies. So basically whatever you have, regardless of size, we can get it there any way, any size, any shape, any form, anywhere. So we can use, you know, those four lines of shipments. But also what a lot of companies or people don't realize is that we have private mailboxes. So we work with small businesses like yourself, who may be the home base or work out of their cars or who travel a lot. And we can give you a private mailbox with a real street address, so it looks like a business. And so we have over 200 people that, you know, get mail at my UPS store on a daily basis. Some are here locally. Some are deployed in various countries, serving the military. Some are living and working in other countries. So they use my address and my UPS store to get their mail, and I can forward it to them anywhere across the globe.
Okay. Well, that's really good for a startup business or a small business that needs that.
Especially if you're home-based, basically, because you wouldn't want to use your home address and put it out there on the internet,
right,
and on marketing materials, because, you know, you never know who might show up through your door.
Right.
Yes.
Very true.
Especially nowadays.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about community, because I'm very passionate about community, and I understand you are also. So what are some of the events or organizations that you're a part of in the community that enrich lives in your area?
Right. Well, as I said earlier, I live in Smyrna, and my kids attend school in Smyrna as well. So I'm the past president of the Smyrna Business Association, and I served in that capacity for about a year and a half. And I am also, at this point, I'm on the board, and I've been on the board for about the last 5 years. Also head up the, we have a business expo that's coming up on November the 12th at Brunner Hall. So I'm the expo chair. So this will be our second expo, and all the proceeds from that go to fund scholarships for both Campbell and Osborne High School.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I also serve on the Partners in Education board for Campbell High School. So we basically just work to support the school in all facets across the board as well.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. What are your future plans? Do you want to open up more UPS stores?
I'm not sure about, I don't know at this point. Still, I want to do something, but I'm not sure exactly what. So I probably will do a different type of business, you know, in the future. But I haven't decided on what that will be at this point.
Okay. Let's go back to the services that you provide in store.
Yeah.
What besides the shipping, what else do you provide in your store?
We're also a full service print shop, basically. So we can print your business cards, letterhead, flyers, brochures, banners, and signs. We can do most of those in house. If we can also ship it to you as well. So, for instance, if you were going to a trade show in another city, you can send me your files. I can print your brochures and business cards and ship it to your hotel or convention center or what have you.
That's convenient.
Yes. You can just go to, you can go actually do everything online, and we can ship it to you or make it available for pickup also. In addition to those two things, we offer scanning services, so we can scan files and documents for you. Shredding services, so you have like boxes of over receipts or what have you, you can bring those to the UPS store. We can have it shredded on site in our parking lot, so it's safe and secure. We also do faxing service, as well as notary services. So we can notarize any document. Basically, there's always a notary on staff at my store. So that's another convenience we offer for our customers.
A lot of people don't know about that.
Yes.
I found that out, and I use it frequently at my UPS store.
I had a question about your partnership for Campbell.
Okay.
What do you offer them? As in for your partnership, because like sometimes in our partnerships we do volunteer hours and stuff like that. So I want to know what you did.
We do volunteer hours also. I have a son, one son that plays football, and I have one son that plays in the orchestra. So I try to support those two efforts within Campbell as well. Okay. But basically, whatever their needs are, we try to find a solution.
So with your franchise, do you have like monthly meetings with other franchises? Or do you, like, we have conferences, and we have two conferences a year, and we have meetings throughout the year. Do you guys do that?
We have a quarterly meeting, if you will, where all the local franchises get together and share ideas. It's typically like a half-day workshop, if you will.
Okay. So let's talk about branding. I know that you said that UPS, that you pay into a pot.
A marketing fund.
Mm-hmm. And UPS uses that for their global and local. Do you personally do any like local shop marketing or branding?
Not so much, because UPS has very strict guidelines on that. Okay. So basically, I just let corporate handle it.
Okay.
Yeah, so they set up my web page, do all my social media for the most part, signage and all of that also. So they set the guidelines that we have to adhere to.
Okay. All right. So... All right. Do you have any other items that you like to let our listeners know about for your store?
My store in particular, we have a partnership with USAA. So any military person that has an account with USAA can actually make a deposit at my store. We also are our partnership with Fieldprint. So we do background checks and fingerprinting on site at my store as well, which is kind of unique to my particular location.
Okay. Well, that's different.
It is different. Sure. And it'd be also because of the location of my store. We're about a mile north of the Galleria Center. We do a lot of, if you're coming into town for a trade show, you can have your stuff, your material shipped to my store. We can hold that for you, upon your arrival and pick it up at that time. So that's something that's unique that we offer.
Well, that's very convenient.
It is.
So, yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's give your address.
Okay, we're at 2690 Cobb Parkway, and that's Smyrna 380, and 1 mile south of the Galleria Center and across the street from the New Braves Stadium.
Okay. Do you have any social media that you want to throw out there?
We do have social media on both Facebook. You can find us at the UPS Store 0328 and as well as LinkedIn.
Okay. I think that was great. That's great information because nobody knows about UPS. So they just go and use UPS, but
like
nobody knows really about the franchise and how to do that. And hopefully some of our listeners are now more educated on that, and hopefully we'll get some more UPS stores going up.
Very good.
So I appreciate you being here.
No
We're going to wrap up and make sure that you look out for us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP. We appreciate you being here, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.